Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio are two fantastic guests. I've had the pleasure of talking with them for the last hour, and now you are going to hear all about what they're doing. Our first guest is Michelle Gillet, and she is the CEO, co-founder of The Business of Doing Good, which is actually a very interesting entrepreneurial concept. And she's joined by Gary Puddles, CEO of AnswerNet. So Michelle and Gary, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Thanks for having us on. This is terrific. I'm so glad Gary can join us.
Thank you for having us. We are having a great night.
Terrific.
We are.
Terrific. Well, you know, yeah, we've had a great conversation. We already started it. And I really want to bring the audience in. Now, I've already had some questions for folks saying, Fran, the business of doing good, like, wait a minute, why isn't it the business of profitability or the business of scaling or the business of growing? So, Michelle, of course, my first question to you is, how did you come up with the name of a business called The Business of Doing Good? What was the why behind that idea?
Well, the why behind that idea is the business of doing good is exactly what we do. So I was living in San Francisco, and I was doing global business development for National Geographic Learning. And I moved back to the East Coast with my family, and I had an 8-year-old daughter at the time. And I wanted her, as a mother, I was really thinking about, what could I do to help her live just an incredible, authentic, impassioned, full life? And what I really felt on the East Coast, unlike globally and somewhat on the West Coast, was that the entrepreneurship was not in the water like it is in other places. And so I was looking at what was happening with the economy and how people can be successful as business leaders. And it's really not enough to climb the corporate ladder. The way that we do business has totally changed. And so I was very influenced by the explorers and adventurers at National Geographic and some other just incredible people I have met. And I always asked them a question, which was basically, what gave you the guts or what made you be the person that you are? Because these are people that were going to the top of mountains and going to the bottom of seas. And you know what, Fran? They always had the same answer. They said, I met someone and they inspired me. And that's what I wanted to do, was create a program where kids can meet incredible people that are doing incredible things and feel empowered to make the world a better place.
Wow. Now, that is a big goal. And what I love about how you shared it is it came from your heart. It came from the exposure that you had and also the desire of the kind of life and experiences that you wanted to give your daughter. So, take us a step further. I mean, you have this idea, but how do you find the kids? How do you find those inspiring people who can inspire the kids?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's a journey, right? The whole thing is a journey, and I'm really on this journey with the kids. And so I think if you have an idea, you start acting upon it, you create a website, you set yourself up for business, and you start talking about it, you're attracted, and people are attracted to you and your idea. And the more you work on it, the more opportunities that you have. And when I was starting this, I was going through a change. I had left my job, and I was really thinking about what I wanted to do next. And I really made a list of, like, what do I want to do? Who do I want to talk to? Who do I want to be around? And the questions, the answers came back, entrepreneurs, idea people, inspiring people, people who are doing things. And so I wanted to create an environment, an ecosystem for myself and for kids where they would be around all these people and they could feel confident and have the courage to do really amazing things.
Okay, so the confidence, and confidence is something people feel, but often it's hard to get people to that place. How did you take these ideas, now that you've had them, and create a program for a very specific group of people? I know you work with middle school children, and create this experience that they then said, hey, I want more, and you were motivated to really expand out this idea of the business of doing good.
Well, my background's in ed tech and curriculum, so I had a good, solid background in that. And I've been through a countless number of leadership and executive programs. And so I really combined those two things and worked with teachers and curriculum developers to create an entrepreneurial program, very, very basic, but just really starts with ideation, goes into market analysis, competitive analysis, business planning at a very basic level, so that kids would have sort of the basic underpinnings to feel empowered. Wow.
So you took the skills that you had and you built a curriculum. And let's, you know, Gary's on the line. How did you, based on this passion that you had, the opportunity that was created by leaving your job and the opportunity of going through the ideation process yourself? You know, what do you want to do? Who do you want to meet? How do you want to make it happen? So take us through how you and Gary met.
Well, through this whole thing, I became a mentor at Penn's Education Incubator, which incubates college kids and well, really people who have their own businesses. It's not only college kids, it's college and really entrepreneurs of all ages. And so I met Gary at one of these events. And Gary, I'm going to turn it over to you because I heard you tell the story of how we met, and I just loved it.
Oh, it's a great story.
As Michelle said, Michelle and I are mentors at the Education Design Studio, which is the Graduate School of Education at Penn's Educational Technology Incubator. So we get to mentor the CEOs of these startup ed tech companies. And these are college kids, post-college kids, anybody with a passion for educational technologies. And when one of the days that I went down to mentor, Michelle was there with a number of her students. And it was the pitch weekend. So what happens during the incubation process is we teach these mentors how to pitch their business, how to explain it, how to give their elevator pitches. So Michelle sent three of her students up to pitch along with the members of the cohort at EDC. Well, I was hooked from the minute they got up there. I was like, look at these kids. They're inspiring. One kid got up and he was selling some sort of dog food, dog biscuit, sweets for your dog. Now, I didn't know what was in them, but I was so inspired by the kid. I gave him $15 and I came home with treats for my dog. There was another girl there who was doing pencil cases. And immediately I understood that what Michelle was doing was special. I immediately saw, first of all, her passion for the children, her passion for entrepreneurship, and just her passion generally. And so it was infectious to me because I thought, wow, now here's somebody who's got this program. They are teaching children how to be entrepreneurial, how to run business, and they're creating social-minded enterprises. So not only was she teaching children how to be entrepreneurs, but she was also teaching the children how to be socially-minded entrepreneurs, which is something that I think the world needs a lot of. And as soon as the students were done, I literally ran over to Michelle and I was like, how can I help? Tell me what you're doing. because this is brilliant, and I love you. So, because I'm really, I'm working on trying to get out of my shell.
Okay. Oh, right. I can see that that was a short process. So that is so cool.
And
so,
then
Michelle,
Gary was
almost like the kids were like a magnet then.
Oh
to,
my
for Gary.
Girl. To yeah, to I think to people, I usually can tell within 5 minutes if I'm talking to someone if what I'm talking about resonates. And it was just wonderful to see the kids really just really be so successful in that kind of environment, which was all adults, really heavy-duty entrepreneurs. It was just fantastic, and it was great to see the response of Gary and others. But then Gary was so gracious to invite the kids to spend a day with him and his executive team so they could see a very successful entrepreneur who now runs a big company, see what his company is like, see him in action, and that was quite a very special day for the kids.
Well, I think it was
a
special day for
me. Because, yeah, Gary, what was that like for you?
Well, it was a very special day spending that day with the children because, you know, they each came in with their own business idea. And the goal for the day was not only to let them see what we do inside the corporate team, but more importantly, to let them have real adult-type conversations. And it was really interesting that one of the themes of the day were their concerns about people taking them seriously and how they felt mm-hmm. about each other. And as the day went on, we did a number of things. At one point, for example, we went outside my office into this little grassy area, and we really had a wonderful conversation about the challenges that kid entrepreneurs face. And we, you know, all the ideas were considered. Everybody got a say. And it was a really sharing and collaborative conversation, not only about what challenges they face, but how they overcome them. A couple of times during the day, I got to spend some special time with a couple of the kids in different groups. And one time in particular, I had this really nice moment with two of the older teentrepreneurs as we were talking about marketing and positioning. And one of the girls was making and selling pencil cases and then donating the proceeds to the schools, to the Philadelphia schools. And mm-hmm. we had a really great conversation about marketing and at a level that I would have with anybody on my staff. And, you know, we talked about how right. she could lever her place as a student, as a young person. And, you know, because pencil cases were things that you could get in a lot of different places. But we talked about the experience of benefiting a young person. And I think that one of the greatest moments, there was a young girl who was 7 or 8 years old, who was 8 or 9 years old. Her name was Daisy. Mm-hmm. She was just this wonderful, vibrant, smart young lady. In fact, I think during the day I asked her if I could trade one of my children for her, if her parents would do a swap. And she told me that would work.
Great.
And we had a number of great conversations. And as she left for the day, she looked at me, she smiled at me, and she had this beautiful smile and these twinkly eyes, and she said, "I'll call you when I make my first billion." And you know what? She absolutely believed that's when she would be ready to call me. But Daisy took a step further. After the day, a few days later, I got a letter from Daisy. Daisy handwrote me a letter. And I keep a copy of this letter on my desk today because it's such an impactful letter. So Daisy writes me a letter in pencil. And not only does she thank me, you know, for the pizza and for those kinds of things, but she really took time to think about some of the lessons that we talked about. And one of the lessons that I like to teach is about business and how if you're going to move a business forward, you think of business as a giant boulder,
And if you push on the boulder, it doesn't go anywhere. So in order for you to move your business forward, you have to put levers under the boulder and use the levers to move the boulder. Well, on the bottom of this letter is a picture that Daisy hand wrote of a giant boulder. She said, Rocky, a.k.a. the Rock of Business. And there were no levers. There was no levers. And there was a picture of Yoda, move the rock if you can, something like that. But on top of the rock was dynamite. And what Daisy's vision of moving the rock was blowing the whole darn thing up. Now, her understanding of disruption in the marketplace, she didn't just want to move the rock. She wanted to blow the thing up. That inspired me because, thinking differently and finding new ways to do things. So she found a new way to move my rock. She wasn't going to use levers. She's going to blow the whole thing up. And as you can tell, I'm inspired by that. I was inspired by the kids that day. I put it all on our social media, and I'm still inspired by all of that activity and all of that special time. And Michelle and her team, and the other folks who were there. There was a lovely teacher from Philadelphia and some other people, and everybody there was engaged in making the kids feel like they were really special. And it was really great because there was no wrong. Nobody, not one time during the day did anybody get called wrong or stupid. Everybody was really supportive, and it was an environment where the kids knew that they didn't win by participating, but they did win by participating.
Yeah. Well, we treat them like they're colleagues. The first day I say, I'm Michelle. This is, the other people that are teaching it. And we say, and you're our colleagues. And we're going to create some great stuff. And
that's
it's great because, as Gary was saying, everyone, when you do something like this, everyone says, oh, how great you are, blah, 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 for doing this stuff for the kids. The secret, and Gary absolutely touched on this and described this, is that you get so much back. It's just absolutely amazing, these little gems of stories. And they happen when you least expect it. I almost didn't let Daisy come because she was so young. And what incredible thing that happened. And so it's been an incredible journey of very, very, you go from one small joy to another small joy.
I love that, one small joy to another small joy. I know, Michelle, there are folks kind of wondering, how do I find out more about the program? Can I get my child in? Do you work during the summer? So can you talk a little bit about how people can get involved, whether or not they're volunteering or they're bringing their organization in or they're signing their child up?
Sure. So you can go to our website, thebusinessofdoinggood.com, or our Facebook page, The Business of Doing Good on Facebook. And actually on our Facebook page, there are videos of the kids pitching. So our program goes through pitch stage the first year, and we do a one-week program, so you have to be very intentional about coming to our program. In Philadelphia, we run it. It's going to be August 21st, and actually we've partnered with Saxobies, and so it's going to be at Saxobies corporate offices in Rittenhouse, which is so generous of them. It's going to be spectacular.
With Nick,
yes,
with Nick
exactly.
Bear. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be one of our heroes. And in Boston, it's the prior week. It's August 14th. And we're a partner with Cathedral School. And just like we do in Philadelphia, we do a lot of day trips. We're going to go to Learn Launch, which is an incredible ed tech incubator. And we'll go to other things. We really, when the kids register, when parents register for the kids, there's a space there where they can write their children's interests. So when we see the registrations, then I go out and I connect with entrepreneurs that meet what the kids are interested in. And so we'll be starting to put together our more specific programs in the next month or so. But people should register soon because we're starting to fill. So we'd love to have people, if anyone is interested, we'd love for them to contact us. We're We're really, we work with entrepreneurs every day as they come and talk with the kids, and our teachers prepare the entrepreneurs to tell their story and how it would relate to some of the kids' projects. So there's a lots of conversation, and no one should feel bashful about wanting to participate or help us. We're very, very inclusive.
Wow. And as a CEO who's gotten involved, I will say that, you know, Michelle and her team are also very understanding of the kinds of busy schedules that a CEO and an entrepreneur have. So, you know, they are really supportive of you coming in and helping and doing it, you know, for in little bits and pieces so that it fits around your schedule, because they're just so appreciative of anything that you can share.
Mm.
Yeah,
Michelle,
it's a win-win
concept. Yeah, I was just going to say, everyone benefits. And I guess, again, that sort of goes back to the name of the business. It's the business of doing good, and it's good for everyone that's involved. So I can't believe it, but, you know, 25 minutes is like zipping by. And I would love to have you come back, and I'm almost wondering if it makes sense to continue to have you come back with partners. Today you're with Gary, maybe bring some of the kids on, maybe bring parents on, so that people can begin to get the full experience of how entrepreneurism can start young. And you are dedicated to, you know, capturing that energy of the middle school students. What are some sort of closing thoughts that you have for the listeners so that they can take action, since we're about pitches? What's your sort of 30-second pitch around the program?
My whole pitch around the program is, we just do it. Don't be afraid to fail. I mean, when I started this, I was an executive, and I didn't know how to either dial the phone. It was like, do I dial a 9 or an 8? I had assistants everywhere.
Oh, I remember those moments.
I did everything myself because I wanted to do it. I did LegalZoom. I built the website through Squarespace. I had never done any of that stuff before. I was just saying to Gary, I wanted to find out about social media. I invited some social media entrepreneurs to the program so I could learn how to do social media. So it's been just fantastic, and it's been for people who are lifelong learners and want to do things and always want to be engaged and engaged with other people in a very inclusive community. And I think more than ever, to really empower kids, to really make them feel like, God, they could make the world, they can make the world a better place. It's, you have the ability to do it.
Well, that, you know, what you're doing is phenomenal. The community that you're creating of volunteers, of CEOs, organizations. Gary was sharing before we started the show of how, you know, part of his company culture is to allow employees to get involved, to volunteer. All of that is part of the business of doing good and the business of making an impact. And that's all very, very significant. Michelle, I want to thank you for taking some time out tonight to be on the show. I'm going to ask you once again to let folks know how to reach you.
Sure, thank you. They can reach us through our website, thebusinessofdoinggood.com, or through our Facebook page, which is also The Business of Doing Good.
And Gary, we did not spend a lot of time talking about your official role as CEO of Answernet. And I loved how you used your role or leveraged your role to talk about the impact that you make by supporting organizations like Michelle's and by sharing how the experience of being involved with the children has impacted you personally. I'd love for you to share some closing words from the CEO perspective of, again, why this partnership makes such a difference for you and how it might make a difference for other CEOs or other entrepreneurs.
The quickest way to humility is to spend a day or an hour with young people who are learning about entrepreneurialism, because what you'll learn is that there really is a lot to be learned from people at all levels. These young people taught me about passion, and they taught me about doing good, and they just remind you about all of these good things that are good about the world. You know, we hear all the bad things, but this is a group of great kids who are trying to do really great things. So anytime you're around that kind of passion, you can't help but to be moved and to be inspired. So, you know, that I would say to any CEO out, any entrepreneur out there, that getting involved with young people and helping them learn entrepreneurship, getting involved with the business of doing good, is good for you and good business.
Wow. Wonderful way to end. Thank you both, Gary and Michelle. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. It's kind of cool to hear how ideas can really, as Michelle said, you know, just do it. And in just doing it and doing it good, business really can make a difference for a lot of folks. So thanks again. Thanks again for being on the show. And look forward to seeing more of your work. Michelle, thanks for having your program in both Boston and Philadelphia. So I look forward to hearing how the kids are doing. So
great. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, let's connect up again. And perhaps we can have some kids on the show the next time as well. So thank you.
Oh, they'd love that. Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you for having us. And, you know, have a great night.
Great. Thanks a lot. And there you have
it.
Take care, Michelle. Significant business results with Michelle Gillet, the Business of Doing Good, and Gary Puddle, CEO of AnswerNet. Continue to listen and learn.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.